Hey everyone, it's Liz Berg here at WFMU bringing you another podcast, a Thanksgiving week podcast. And yeah, I'm glad to be here. Glad that FMU is raising a little extra dough. In case you've been living under a rock or you haven't heard, we were affected adversely by post-tropical cyclone Sandy. Although our building did not flood, both of our transmitters were kicked off the air. The electrical outages and surges and brownouts associated with the storm totally fried a bunch of our equipment, and the power outages in Manhattan actually forced us to cancel our record fair this year. So all of that adds up to WFMU being in really bad financial shape right now. People are coming through and we're closing in on our goal, which is great, but I do want to just make one last plea to you that if you haven't pledged your support to WFMU, please do so now. There's a link on my playlist page or at WFMU.org. Just click that pledge button and any amount really helps. A lot of cool people are coming through for us. A lot of other radio stations are lending their support. And I don't know, folks, I've heard from folks from KDVS and W or KDHX, I guess. And who else? WWOZ is sending a lot of people our way. I do want to mention that Quintron and Miss Pussycat, who are guests on my show and on my podcast, actually donated their support, and they're also headlining a benefit event that's happening in New Orleans on December 14th. So thanks to all the fine people who are coming to WFMU's aid during our time of crisis. All right, enough crisis talk right now. I did want to get into the podcast, the Thanksgiving week podcast. Everybody should be very thankful for the Free Music Archive because it's what allows me to do this podcast every week in a legal sense. And illegal, not illegal, but a legal sense. And we're going to start things off a little bit slow and breezy. And then, I don't know, we've got some indie rock, some electronic music, some weird stuff, and we'll finish out with some rockers that were recorded live here at WFMU on various programs. Anyway, enjoy, and I'll be back at the end of the podcast to let you know more about the music.
Thank you. Thank you. latest frame around, and you would never weigh me down. And when it comes to style, there's no contest. And people say that there's no way that I'm redirecting my feelings as if they've gone wayward. But it's more than transference, because my manga cruiser's been there from the humblest beginnings. And there were times when you disappeared, but ooh, I found you at the school. And they say distance, it makes you care, but ooh, I'll be staying close to you. Have been made by repetition in response to repeating problems that need resolving. And we can respond another way as long as we have got the driving force to prime a new decision. But the only driving force are my two legs, of course, and this undying adoration. Dismiss this feeling as some sentimental exaggeration. And while maybe they were right, I don't need the soft moonlight. With my bike there's illumination. And there were times when you disappeared, but ooh, I found you at the school. And they say
we are. Thank you. WFMU. We'll be right back.
All right, let's talk about what we heard on the podcast today. Finish things out with a bunch of live music from WFMU. We heard from The Blind Shake and their song Hurricane, which was performed live on Joe Belock's Three Chord Monty show back at the beginning of October. Crazy, right? So these guys totally predicted Hurricane Sandy. Let that be for the record. The Blind Shake, Clairvoyant. We heard the Brotlow before that with This Ain't No Game, and that was performed live on the Evan Funk Davies show pretty recently. You can grab more tracks from that set on the Free Music Archive. We heard from Gap Dream with their song Generator, been liking their new singles. They've also played live on the Evan Funk Davies show recently. We heard the Carl Hendricks Trio before that with a song called The Men's Room at the Airport. Morris Alba before that with Armor and Instruments from a new EP. We heard DJ Harem, which was a kind of sample-tastic song called If You Want Harem, Go Out and Get Harem, from a sampler that was recently added to the FMA. We heard Bottle Smoker with Bubble Butterflies, Phonotrash with a song called Quantum Bubbles that was coming out of Pink Logic, How About Never, from their album Random Access Memory. Best Friends from their discography, which was actually just added to the Free Music Archive. If you like Best Friends! Then you can load up on the FMA right now. I just played their song called Food Coma for you. Kids on Bikes with a song called Transference, which was almost a little too twee for my taste, but I like to stretch my boundaries. Let's just say that. That comes off of a new compilation called Frequency 61. Johnny Haway with a short, weird one called Not Eat Rail. Love that. It's from his album Subterranean Altered States. We heard the group Ollie North, not the guy, but the group Ollie North, with their song Nearernesses, and that's from a new EP called Bringer. Jazzar before that with a good instrumental called Octopus from their release called Sunlight. Samny gave us a tune called Kira Kira and started out the podcast with the Astro Boy and their song O Computador Gana Siempre from a brand new album that is in Portuguese, my pronunciation of which is not great. Subpar. Some may even say poor. Anyway, that wraps up the podcast for today. Thanks so much for listening. And again, if you haven't pledged to WFMU for our hurricane recovery, please do so now. We're closing in on our goal. We are so, so close. And you could just put us over the edge, and that would be fabulous. One other thing I do want to mention is that WFMU has listed some other grassroots organizations and causes in our area that are doing some relief work for Hurricane Sandy victims, and you can find that page on our website. It's wfmu.org/sandy.html. It's also linked from our homepage, wfmu.org. There are a lot of great groups who suffered severely from the storm, and I just want to mention Coney Island USA, who puts on the Mermaid Parade and the Sideshow. They flooded very badly. Printed Matter, who's a Chelsea-based publisher of art books. They lost a ton of materials, a lot of damage from flooding. Let's see, iBeam, Norton Records, the list goes on and on. So there are a lot of links on this Sandy page if you are interested in helping to support friends of WFMU who also suffered damages from Hurricane Sandy. All right, well, I'll be with you next week, and hopefully we'll have cheerier news, like WFMU reached our goal, and we're going to survive through the end of the year, despite all of this storm damage and disruption. I thank you for listening, and I'll see you again next time.